ewrestling.org.
Last week on WWA Superstars,
the referee is now cautiously looking at Joey Evangelista, and he's asking the young man if he wants to quit. Oh my God, Evangelista is shaking his head no, and the fans begin to come to life behind Evangelista. Kavanaugh is furious, and breaking the hold, he tells the Georgia Dome that enough is enough.
Snake bite. Oh, fuck yeah, snake bite.
Dragging Joey to his feet, both to the stomach, hit an arm clamp. Snake bite on the bloodstained steel chair, and Joey Evangelista is completely and utterly annihilated.
Ladies and gentlemen, in the time of 1 hour and 12 minutes, I am proud to present to you the new Badass Championship Wrestling Heavyweight Champion of the World and winner of the 1999 Grinder, the Mega Freak!
Champion, Morbid
raises
his hand in victory to the crown.
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner and new WWA World Champion, the Alaskan Nightmare, the winner of the 2000 Grinder, Adrian Blade.
Adrian Blade just proved tonight that he's the baddest man on the planet.
You're winner of the 2001 Grinder and new World Heavyweight Champion, Eddie Outlaw.
The Eddie Outlaw with the third grip on the world title is lying on top of him, a wrestler who just doesn't care.
Don't you ever forget Eddie Outlaw, better than you.
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the 2002 Grinder and new WEWA World Heavyweight Champion, the Mahi Monster, he is Obsidian! Your winner of the 2003 Grinder and new World Heavyweight Champion, Michael Kavanaugh!
I love
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the 2004 Grinder for a second time and still eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion, he is the Mahi Monster, this is Obsidian!
Joey Evangelista.
Why? Fuck you, that's why.
Woo! Welcome to the show, kids.
I'm simply the best, boys and girls. Simply the best. That's right. GBU time.
Rocket time!
Snake bite? Oh, fuck yeah, snake bite.
live it, love it, learn it, because there isn't a fucking thing you can do about it.
Machine, and my God, can you believe the record-setting crowd here at the PA Arena, located here in the heart of Kissimmee, Florida. And tonight, Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh, our eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion, will not only defend his title against the number one contender, Tommy Rockwell, but he will also have to put the gold on the line against every member on the entire WWA roster inside the hellacious steel cage known as the Grinder. Since returning from retirement, Tommy Rockwell has had one goal and one goal only, and that is to be known as the World Heavyweight Champion. Forced from the sport by a man he now faces tonight, Tommy Rockwell has finally come to Hell's Door, and when it opens, standing in front of him, Pope John Paul will be on his right, and St. Peter's will be on his left, and in the middle will be the Antichrist we know as Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh. Before, people have tried to fill his shoes, but each time Kavanaugh attempts to walk away from WWA, he gets sucked right back in, and he regains his throne and continues his path as the leader of this organization. Tonight, my opinion is this: Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh has come to the end of his career. After Tommy Rockwell, there is no one else to defeat, and there is no one else to question why Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh shouldn't be known as, without a shadow of a doubt, the most dominant world heavyweight champion of our time. Let the truth be known. Should Michael Kavanaugh win the Grinder for a record-setting third time, he has indeed planned to retire, finally putting his wrestling boots up on the shelf and enjoying the legacy that he has created for himself. It has to be an exclamation point to win the Grinder three times, and it has to be an exclamation point on what I think is a storybook career. But that's not all we have for you tonight, folks. Tonight, one-on-one, Rick Righteous will take on what he sees as another step towards regaining what he claims is his World Heavyweight Championship belt when he puts his title on the line against Big Daddy Jack Craven. Suffering from unknown blackouts and extreme headaches, Jack Craven, although not medically cleared, just might be wrestling in the last match of his career tonight. And what a fitting match it will be for the BACW Heavyweight Championship at a show that he debuted, The Grinder. Two down from the bottom. Are you ready for this match? Nose-to-nose inside an official UFC octagon, the red-hot Derek Cheapshot Parks will give Chris Ross one more final shot at knocking the dirtiest player of the game off his world television title perch. As an added incentive, Mr. Petit has said, if Parks is indeed one of the last three men inside the abomination we call the Grinder, DCP will finally get a world title shot on our next Superstar show. Look, when I say this, if DCP isn't prepared for war inside that octagon tonight, Chris Ross just might knock the Hawaiian punch right out of him, and with that, he might knock DCP right out of the world title picture. Also booked on this card for the newly created Can-Am International... Wait a minute, folks, hold the phone. I'm going to interrupt the introductions of this show for a moment. We have just been told that the Canadian wrestle god, Absolutely Real, has arrived earlier than expected here at the BA Arena. And Candace Hoffman, our ex-own Roby reporter, is going to try to get an interview with him. Candace, can you hear me?
I can hear you fine, Como.
Well, the rumors have been spiraling out of control about you and homeless Bob and... You know, well, what's the deal, Candace?
I'm in the business of rumors, Promo, and there's nothing to this one. Just like there was nothing to the rumor concerning my relationship with Ryan Rose.
But all I can say is I can see Glee Real's car pulling up in the background. So without further ado, he's all yours, Candace Thompson. Take it away.
Come on, guys. I see him getting out of his limo. Lee. Glee Real. Lee, can I get a word with you before you enter the building?
You sure can, Candy. I'm in a good mood tonight. My family's here. The lights are brighter than ever. It's Grinder falling to pieces.
Yes, it is. First question. What are you... Ugh, why the hell is he looking at me like that? Stop staring at my chest, you homeless pervert.
Bob, go to the locker room. I gotta take care of some business here. No time for your personal love life.
I feel like I need to disinfect myself. Lee, what are your feelings on the ladder match tonight against La Sombra? Could you possibly win?
Well, Candy, you know, it's going to be an electric matchup. You've got La Sombra versus Lee Rio. The past versus the future. Mexico versus Canada. The Mexican Maniac versus the Canadian Wrestle God. Latino Fury Alive versus your role model, the Latin Lunatic. Versus the Barney Hopes, the man with the fear, versus the man, the myth, the messiah. I was first with, fuck you. You want my feelings on this matchup? I have one word, bitch. But if you're looking for more, let's just say this. I respect La Sombra. And deep down, he respects me. More than respect the hell out of each other in that ring. We'll be brutal. We'll use the ladder. You damn right we'll use the ladder. We'll probably hurt each other. We'll probably bust each other wide open. But in the end, the fans will respect that. The fans will stand. The fans will clap their hands together in a standing ovation. But I'm not going to guarantee that I will win. I'm not going to guarantee that I'll be the new Can-Am International Champion. Because I could lose. I've hurt myself before with my big wrists, my gigantic wrists, and it could happen again. I could fuck up huge, but I will guarantee this, I'm going to go big, because I'm not going home, and the fans, when they go home, they will go home happy because of what I do in that ring tonight. I guarantee it.
What are your feelings on Chris Ross? Did you know he attempted suicide last week?
Chris Ross is a pussy. He just wants attention. People can say whatever they want to say. But he's chicken shit out of jumping off that bridge because he won't commit suicide. He can't commit suicide. He can say he had a revelation. But I'm tired of people feeling sorry for his stupid ass. He's a sad, sad man. Wow, his girlfriend broke up with him. Wow, she gave it different parts. My wife and me got divorced. She banned her fucking brother. I fucked lots and lots of attractive females. You know, kind of like you, only a little cuter. But we're not going to go there. So I'm not Randy Rhodes, and I don't really need that kind of hype. I kicked his ass at the last Superstars, and I will kick his ass again in the grinder. That's all there is to it.
Well, it seems you don't see him as a threat. If not him, then who?
The ladder is my biggest threat. I could be busted wide open walking in the grinder. Can't win like that. But you need someone in the cage. And that would be La Sombra and Michael Kavanaugh. They're my biggest threats in the match. In fact, they're the only two people even in my league in that match.
Obvious question. What about Rick Righteous?
What about him? He ducked my challenge, and thus he himself doesn't believe he's in my league. If I'm not in his league, like he claims, he would revel in facing me. He loves the easy win. He lives for it. When a win is tough, or God forbid, he loses a goddamn match, he whines and bitches until the sun comes up. He comes up with all the bullshit in the world, holding tight everything that didn't happen just to save face. Rick Righteous is not a messiah. Walking in puddles in your own tears is not the same as whining on water, motherfucker, although you tread pretty damn well.
Any last words?
I'm not dying, Candace. This is far from an execution. I'm not a lamb being led out to slaughter. No. I know exactly what I'm doing. I'm going out in front of the fans and my family, and I'm going to put on a show because that's what I do. Every person on the roster will get the chance to find out that if you fuck with Lee Real, you get fucked.
Well, there you have it, folks. Lee Real is looking to make this a big night. I'm your sexy on the scene X-Zone reporter, Candace Hoffman, saying, if it's not a rumor, then it doesn't belong on my show. Back to you, Promo.
Thank you very much, Candace Hoffman, our roving X-Zone reporter. So there you have it, folks. Lee Real is not only ready for his Can-Am International Heavyweight Championship bout with Hall of Fame nominee La Sombra, but it appears he's actually looking forward to it. With that said, it's time for the show to begin. It's Grinder 7 falling to pieces, and let's go to the ring for our opening introductions.